Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining in. My name's JC. This is Godcast. Today's topic is going to be a little triggering. So if you have a problem with self-harm and in talking about self-harm, this might not be the podcast for you. So don't feel bad for tuning out. All right, so this week has been terrible. Like, so much, not gonna lie, it's just been awful, and yeah. So, today we're gonna be talking about self-harm, my journey with self-harm, and yeah. But before we get into that, I'm gonna tell you about my terrible week. So, me and my fiancé have been fighting a little bit, and so that's been hard. And I have some issues with my job. I went to the hospital last week, and when I was in the hospital, I couldn't go to work, obviously, and so they cut my hours really badly, because they can't fire me, but they basically fired me. Like, I'm working one day a week, and I don't want to apply to another job, so I just want to work my way back up. It's hard. And so, this week I relapsed 3 times with self-harm, and I broke my vow to God. My vow is to stay safe, to show grace, and never forget who I am. And I managed to break all 3 vows in one night. But it's okay, because God forgives me. It's no different than if there was no vow. The vow is mostly for myself. It's a vow to myself and a vow to God to stay safe, especially to not hurt myself. I've never made it to a year clean with self-harm, and it's been a real struggle since I was 13. I honestly regret ever picking up the blade, and if you happen to be a 13-year-old or whatever age you are, and you are thinking about it, please don't. It's a downward spiral. Don't go down that rabbit hole. God cares about you, and He doesn't want to see you hurt. Your body is a temple. Self-harm is actually a sin, because your body is a temple, and you're hurting your temple. And this is the body that God gave you. And so God doesn't want you to hurt yourself. Obviously, nobody wants you to hurt yourself. Nobody. I definitely don't. So I'm going to tell you a couple stories about, well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a couple stories. So, to start out, we're going to talk about after one of my fights with my fiancé. There's this store, I live right by a Chevron, and you can probably hear those birds. Caw, caw. Okay, anyways, I live right by a Chevron, and yeah, so there's blades for 49 cents on a shelf in Chevron, and that's my common hangout spot, because they have a donut shop right there. And so the blades are a big trigger for me, and every time we have a fight or something goes wrong, my immediate response is to go try and buy those blades. And every time, God keeps me from doing it. With these vows, there's part of me that wants to stay safe and is proud of myself for staying safe, but there's also another voice that tells me that just wants to mess it up. They want to mess it up. And so at the time, this voice was winning, and so I was at the park, and I got on my bike, and I was on the way to Chevron, and on my way, I called my friend to try and talk me out of it, because I honestly think that it was the, I think that a good example would be the Holy Spirit and the enemy, and they're both there. The enemy will always try to sabotage you, especially when you're a Christian, because he doesn't want you to follow God, and when you're following God, he wants to mess it up, and so, at this point, the enemy was winning. I was about to go buy those blades. I was about to go and harm myself. I was done. I didn't care about the vow anymore. I was done. And so I called my friend. I called my friend Alex. Alex, I don't think you're listening to this, but if you are, hi. yeah. And so I'm on my way to Chevron, and I call my friend, and I'm trying to have him talk me out of it. It's not working, but I'm trying. And so I get the Chevron, and I go in. And I take the blades, I put them on the counter, and get my card out. I'm ready to buy them. And the girl says, "I don't feel comfortable selling these to you." I looked her in the eyes and I said, "Thank you." I said, "Thank you. Thank you." She said, "You deserve better." And I walked out of the store. And I was angry. I was angry that I couldn't buy the blades. I was so mad. And I went home. I sat in my bed. I just sat there angry. And I didn't buy the blades that day. There were quite a few other times where I tried to buy the blades, but my fiancé talked me out of it. Or I felt like it was better not to, and I was able to fight the enemy telling me to go buy them. And so there's this one time the enemy was winning again. And this was actually a couple of days ago. The enemy was winning again, and I went to buy the blades, so I didn't get out of the house, and I'm going to tell you why. I was looking for my credit card, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked on the chair, I looked on my bed, I looked under my bed, I looked on my shelf, and on the table, on the dining room table, in the kitchen. It was nowhere. And then, after I calmed down, I was angry. I was angry because I couldn't find my card. After I calmed down, I was walking back into my room. And lo and behold, my credit card was right on the shelf. I was like, wow, God really doesn't want me to do this. Like, he does not want me to break this vow. And I was pretty mesmerized. I was grateful. I was angry, but I was grateful. And it's okay to be angry at God. And let me tell you, I was fuming with him. I was so mad. And thinking back, it wasn't rational, but I know God's not mad at me. Hold on, I'm gonna go ahead and move myself to the swing. I'll be right back. This is an intermission. Alright, so, where was I? I'm sorry about that, guys. Honestly, I like the swing better because it's like my childhood. I can think better. So where was I? I completely forgot. So we're gonna go back a little bit and try and remember where I was. So I was fuming with God. Like, I was so angry. I wanted to hurt myself and I couldn't, and it sucked, but I know I shouldn't, and God cares about me. He doesn't want me to. I was fuming with him. I was angry. I was ready to give up, and I couldn't. God wouldn't let me. And it's okay to be angry with God, because he can handle it. He's not going to be mad back. He won't be mad at all. So, there I was, angry with him, but I didn't hurt myself. And looking back, I'm so glad. And so, the moral of the story is God cared enough about me to keep me from hurting myself. He hid the credit card. He used the girl at the counter as an omen to tell me that I wasn't allowed to. And it's comforting to know that he cares enough about me. And he cares enough about you too. And if you're out there and maybe you're thinking about hurting yourself now, or you're struggling with self-harm or addiction, surrender to God. He will help you to, he'll help you to keep that vow. And self-harm is an addiction. So it's the same as alcohol. It's the same as drugs. It's the same thing. It's just different. It gives you relief, but it messes up your body, just like every other drug. And so, if you're out there and you're struggling with addiction, and you're struggling with self-harm, maybe, God wants you to know that he cares enough about you to stop you if you let him. If you ask him to open up your eyes and show you that he's there, then he will show you that he cares. And I think it's a wonderful thing to know that the big man upstairs cares enough about me to keep me from hurting myself when nobody else is there. You're never alone. God is always there. And if you surrender to him, he will help you. If you give it to God, he will help you. So give your addiction to God. Give your self-harm to God. Give your poison to God. Let him take it and let him make something great out of it. Let him help you. God is, he's helping me to stay strong. He's taking something that is ugly and he's making it into something that I can use to help people. I can use what I'm learning to help people out there. I can help you guys out there. So, please just, I just want you to know that he cares. That maybe you feel like nobody will care if you relapse, if you hurt yourself, if you use, if you drink, but God cares. And it's hard to see that in the midst of wanting to hurt yourself, wanting to drink, because it's like all you want to do is do that. When I'm upset, and I want to hurt myself, sometimes it's so bad that I don't want to use a coping skill. I just want to sit there. I just want to sit there and wallow, and I don't want to do anything, so I just sit there. A couple days ago, I was in crisis, and I didn't hurt myself. I had my friend on the phone. Thank you, Alex, if you're listening. Like, Alex, you are a lifesaver, literally. And I thank you for that. So, anyways, the other day, I was in crisis, and instead of hurting myself, I went outside and I sat in the rain, because that's how depressed I was. I was so depressed that I went and sat in the rain. Lately, the enemy has been in my head so much, and I believe what he's been saying so much. He's telling me that I ruin everything. He's telling me that I'm a screw up. He's telling me all these bad things about myself, and it's hard to see the difference. And the enemy, he will tell you things like that. When you're on the midst of a relapse, he's going to tell you to do it. He's going to tell you that nobody would care. He's going to tell you that you'll feel better after it. And then after you do it, he's going to make you regret it. He's going to tell you how awful you are for doing it. He's going to tell you how much of a failure you are. And God doesn't think that. God loves you, and he will still love you after a relapse. It's okay to relapse. Don't beat yourself up over it, because God doesn't want you to suffer. He doesn't want you to punish yourself for it. He just wants you to do better next time. He wants you to try harder. And that's important. I am so grateful that I get to talk to you guys about this, because there is literally nothing out there on what God says about self-harm. There is nothing. I've looked for my own benefit, and there is nothing. And so as a growing Christian, I get to share this with you, and I hope it helps so many people. That is my goal. God is taking something that's awful and ugly, and he's turning it into something beautiful. And I just want to thank him for that. Thank you, God. We're doing a video sermon or video series on the chatterbox, which is the devil. And I personally don't like to say the devil, because I'm not that type of Christian that says the devil made me do it. But it's true. The devil will make you do it, and then you gotta take responsibility for it because you listen. And I've lost that battle with the devil so many times. It's hard to use what they tell you, that in the sermon, they talk to you about how the chatterbox will try and bring you down, but God's word is the antidote to that. And I'm not going to lie to you, it's hard to implement. It's really hard. But it's true, and it's something that I'm working on. I'm sorry if you can hear the wind. I'm trying to talk closer to the mic so that you don't. It's something that I'm working on, and it's hard. It's really hard. I often fail to crash the chatterbox, but it's okay. Well, it's not okay, but I'm trying. A couple weeks ago, hold on, let me get my prayer book. couple weeks ago, we talked about fear, but also with fear, this also applies to addiction. And so I'm going to read to you what I took notes on. Okay, so this is the chatterbox on fear. God surrounds what surrounds me. You're gonna make mistakes. That's true. You're gonna relapse. It's gonna happen. And like I said, the devil's gonna try and make you feel like crap for it. He's gonna make you feel so bad about it. And so, God can take our mistake and make it a miracle. And that's what God is doing for me. It's a miracle that I get to talk to you guys today. And so, sometimes when you're on the midst of a relapse, you feel like it surrounds you. You feel like it's the only thing to do to make the pain go away. You drink from that bottle because it makes the pain go away. It just makes the pain go away. And it works. It does. But then you regret it. So you feel surrounded. You feel surrounded before. You feel surrounded by temptation. You feel surrounded by overwhelming feelings of wanting to do it. You feel surrounded by your pain. You feel surrounded. But imagine there's a circle around you, and the circle consists of the urges, the temptation, the pain, and then imagine another circle around that circle, and that is God surrounding what surrounds you. God surrounds you. God surrounds the temptation. God surrounds the urges. God surrounds the pain. And all you gotta do is give it to God. Just throw it at him. Chuck it at him. Surrender. Just start casting it on him. Cast away the pain. Cast away the temptation, cast away the urges, and he'll take it. And what God will do with it is he'll make a miracle out of it. If you make a mistake, if you relapse, God will take it and he will make a miracle out of it. I have a quote on here and it says, God, open my eyes to see how you are already working in this situation. And it's true. If you open your eyes, you'll see how God is trying to stop you. God is loud in my life. He's not quiet. He's loud. He's like, hey, look at me. I'm here. I am here for you. And I'm going to try and keep you safe. And something that I notice in every situation is God will keep me from buying the blades, but there's still temptation at home. And that's my job to fight it. And it's not only my job, because God is there. God will, if you give the temptation to God, he will help you. I haven't got that far in my situation to tell you exactly how he helps you, but I know that he will, and that's something I've been struggling to. When God keeps me from buying the blades, there's still temptation at home. Like, I'll have a lighter next to me, or I'll have blades next to me, and it's hard. I just can't look at them, because if I do, I'll relapse. And there's been times where the devil has won, and I have taken that temptation. It's hard. Like I said, as I'm going down this page, I didn't go in order, so there's still a couple things that I'm gonna have to repeat. But I think it's important to know that relapse is inevitable. As you are recovering, you are going to relapse. And God will not be mad at you. You might be mad at God, or I don't know why you'd be mad at God, but I don't know. I think that maybe I was mad at God for not helping me the times that I did relapse, but in reality, I just didn't listen. And so, I didn't get the help. And like I said, God is going to take that mistake and he's going to make it into a miracle if you let him. If you relapse, when I relapsed, first of all, I got help. I opened up in my young adults group, and I told them how I relapsed, and I got all these encouraging statements, and they helped me battle the guilt that I had. And they also helped me write this podcast without knowing it. If it wasn't for my young adult friends, I would probably still be lost on what to say. And so thank you. And thank you for all the kind comments that I got on this. Thank you for how you helped me battle this. And during worship, I fell to my knees. And I was just broken. I was surrendering to God. I cast it on God, and within minutes I had people by my side to help me. When you're under attack, it means that God is about to do something great. This, I don't know what it means, to be honest, but I want you to think about it. I want you to think about what that could mean for you and your situation. What does it mean when you're thinking about relapsing? What does it mean when you're thinking about picking up that bottle or that, whatever drug? And there's something great there. It's a miracle in disguise. So what does that mean for you? The next thing on my notes says, what is valuable is vulnerable. And this, I think, kind of plays into temptation. I think that this might have something to do with what I'm talking about today, our topic, because when you're on the verge of relapsing, you're vulnerable. But you could take that pain, that temptation that you're having, and you could use it in a creative way. You could draw, you could paint, you could make it art. That's what I'm doing today. I'm not currently triggered, but today I am talking about to you guys and trying to help you through your temptation as I'm struggling. I think the most important thing to know is that God is in it with you. God is right there when you're about to relapse. God is right there through the urges, through the pain, and He wants you to give it to Him. He wants you to do it. Another thing on my notes is an acronym. I believe that's the right word. And the acronym is FAIL. And it stands for First Attempt in Learning. This also really plays into self-harm. It means that when you relapse, you think you fail, which stands for First Attempt in Learning, which means keep trying, don't give up. Do not give up because of one relapse. Keep going. Just keep going, please. Remember that God surrounds what surrounds you. That was all that was on that page, but that was full of great things. And I just want you guys to know how important it is that you don't beat yourself up about it. It's okay to relapse. What's not okay is to beat yourself up about it. God doesn't want you to beat yourself up about it. God wants you to move on and do better. And it might take a few attempts to do better. I relapsed 3 times this week, but I'm making a podcast on it. And 3 times is a lot to relapse, but in 1 week? Yeah. But I'm not beating myself up about it. I'm moving on, and I'm gonna do better. And that's what I want you to do. I'm gonna read you another page. We're almost out of time, so after this, we're gonna go ahead and close. But first, I'm gonna read you this page. The note is called Condemnation, and this talks about after you relapse. So, it starts out with a quote, "You don't have to feel forgiven to be forgiven." And this is really important when it comes to relapsing, because you think that you let down God. And you don't. God's not ashamed of you, so don't be ashamed of yourself. The enemy wants you to remember what you did. He wants you to remember your past. He wants to say, bring it up, like, hey, remember that time you relapsed? You're a failure. But God wants you to be raw and honest with Him. He wants you to repent. And repentance is different than condemnation. Guilt can be helpful, but shame is not helpful. Guilt makes you feel bad because you know something, you did something wrong. And it's okay to feel guilty. But it's not okay to feel shame. It's not okay to feel bad about yourself because of it. Because you're gonna make mistakes, like I said. And it's okay. Condemnation doesn't change you. It paralyzes you from the presence of God. And God wants you to run into His light when you relapse, when you have urges, when the pain's too much to deal with. Guilt can lead to repentance, but condemnation doesn't come from God. I think that a good thing to go by is whether or not I feel forgiven, I am forgiven. You can hear my cheat sheet. So God doesn't just use perfect people. In fact, I think it's the opposite. Because what do you have to learn from a perfect person? How to be perfect? It's more like comparison. If offered, your scars. If you offer your scars, he will use them to strengthen. God shapes our scars. And then my favorite Bible verse, when I am weak, then I am strong. Because if you go to God when you are weak, he will be there and he will make you strong. And it's okay to say I still struggle. So to wrap up, things that I want you to remember is God cares enough about you to make sure that you are, that he wants you to stay safe. He doesn't want to see you hurt yourself. God cares enough about you to stop you if you let him. And you can hear the wind. God cares enough about you to put in the effort to put obstacles in your way to keep you from a relapse, to protect you. And sometimes when you're in the midst of pain and you're surrounded, the enemy makes you think that maybe nobody cares, when in reality, nobody doesn't care. Nobody wants to see you hurt. And there are people out there who do, but that's just the devil talking through people. The devil wants to see you hurt, and he will put those thoughts in your head, but it's important that you don't believe them. Because in my life, God went through the effort to keep me safe. He put obstacles in the way. That is beautiful to know that somebody cares enough about me to do that. When I don't care enough about myself to do it, to stop myself, God does. God helped me when I was weak to strengthen me. The other thing that I want you to remember is that, God forbid, a relapse happens, don't beat yourself up about it, because it's going to happen. But God will take your mistakes and he will make miracles. And if there are people out there today that are going through this pain of wanting to relapse, then I want you to remember that God cares. And I want you to remember that he surrounds what surrounds you. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So we're going to close in prayer now. And I want everybody out there to stay safe tonight. I want you to make a vow to yourself to stay safe. Let's pray. God, I want to start out by thanking you for protecting me from myself. And I want to thank you for being there and caring about me enough to stop me from hurting. God, there are people out there that are hurting too. There are people out there who are struggling with self-harm, that are struggling with addiction, that are struggling with pain. And I want you to touch them today. I want you to show them that you are there. I want you to be there for them. God, I want you to... I want you to take their mistakes and I want you to make a miracle. Please, God, remember, remind them that you're there. Please, God, remind them that you care. God, please. And if there are people out there struggling today, I want you to surrender. I want you to surrender to God and I want you to give your pain to Him. Let Him take your pain and turn it into a miracle. Let Him turn it into something great. God, please touch these people. Touch these hurting people and help them feel better. Whether they're struggling with self-harm or they're struggling with addiction or just pain or just depression. Please, God, help the people out there who are hurting. Please help my friends to feel better. Thank you for everything you've done, and thank you for working in my life, and I want you to work in other people's life. Thank you for giving me the strength to come and talk to these people about what I am going through. Thank you. And I love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. Stay safe out there. Tuning out. Oh, I forgot to say my little catchphrase. Over and out. I forgot to... Oh, I'm sorry, you can't hear me. I forgot to do my new song of the week. And the song I want you to listen to this week is called Rescue by Lauren Daigle. It's my favorite song to listen to when I'm down. So please go ahead and listen to this after this video. I mean, video. Podcast. Over and out.